The aspiring archaeologists are looking for artifacts at a site just a few yards away from the Talkeetna Ranger Station. The now empty wooded lot once held a large building which collapsed sometime after 1963. As of right now, it's a mystery what they may find.
We're trying to get a better idea of when the site was used. We found artifacts from the 60s, and now we're getting a little lower in our excavation and starting to find stuff from the 20s.
That's Phoebe Gilbert, archaeologist for Denali National Park. She and other Park Service staff are instructing the local students as part of the new field school. Gilbert hopes that the week-long course will help pave the way for the next generation of archaeologists.
If you want to become an archaeologist, one of the requirements is that you have a field school, a college-level field school, and those are generally month-long courses where you go out to a remote setting and camp and excavate at a site. So this is much smaller scale, but it'll give the students a taste of what archaeological fieldwork is like.
The students are spread out in small teams on the footprint of what was once a 40 by 60 foot building. Heidi McKee of Talkeetna shows how each dig site is laid out.
Well, we section everything off in 50 centimeter by 50 centimeter squares, and we've been looking for anything that'll appear in the soil.
The young archaeologists focus on finding artifacts in situ, meaning that the items are left in the spot where they are found until they can be photographed and documented. The digging is done gradually, as participant Michael Kinsey of Talkeetna demonstrates.
What we do is first we dig 5 centimeters down, we scrape it slowly looking for stuff, you know, if we find something we leave it there. And then what we do is we put the stuff in the buckets in which we take it to those screens. We shake them out, hopefully to get some small pieces of artifacts and stuff that we might have missed.
Some of the artifacts found so far include glass bottles, buttons, nails, and a carbide mining light which dates back to 1925. Phoebe Gilbert says that the most desirable items are the ones that give a clue to when they were made.
We're hoping to find artifacts that are diagnostic, meaning that we can tell the age or the maker by the type of artifact or the writing or the maker's mark that's on the artifact.
The dig site is right on Main Street in Talkeetna, so not all of the items found date back to the original building, says Kia Hoyton of Willow, as she points out a blue extension cord buried a few centimeters below the surface.
Well, our spot's kind of funky, because we've been finding random things. But it should be getting to the historic thing, is what Phoebe's been saying. So, that would be cool.
The students will be digging through Thursday, then will present their findings Friday afternoon at the Sheldon Community Arts Hangar in Talkeetna. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.